Obviously. Let's review that without a partner and then put it with a partner. So followers, come back this way. Leaders, start facing that diagonal and then the half basic turning. Rock, step, side. Then do the other half without turning. Two, three, four. So that's the fan, the hockey stick. Two, three, and close. Notice you're still facing that wall. And then turn an eighth of a turn on your back wall. Two, three, four. Start again. Rock, step, side. And then back, rock, side. Hockey stick. Rock, step, together. And then back on the diagonal and forward. And from there we start again. That's your rumba. Ladies, yours. And two, three, four. Hold one. Forward, back, back. Close the knee. Two, three, four. To the corner. Forward, forward, back. Start again. Two, three, four. Forward half. Two, three, four. And close. Two, three, four. To the corner. Two, three, four. Back, rock. Two, three. Partner up. On your left. That's where you're about to send your fan position partner. Ready? Make sure there's no one there. Stagger yourself. Good. So now we're on our diagonal. Ready? At. Two, three, four. Out the fan. Two, three, four. She closes. Two, three. He closes. And then two, three, four. Start again. Two, three, four. Out the fan. Two, three, four. Hockey stick. Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Start again. Two, three, and followers. Look for the leader who doesn't have a partner.
Thank you. Thank
you. Watch this. So the way you are to be dancing this is stand with your partner confidently. Pull up your spine, keep your eye level positive, same for all dancers. So we have two, three, four. She goes to fan. Two, three. Confident means use the free arm. Then from there, two, three, four, and two, three, four, and then we start again. Let's see everyone do that. Ready? At. Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Start again. Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. New part. And let's do it.
Thank you.
Can I try it again?
Yes, sure.
So not.
Okay.
Turned away. Okay.
Good.
Now complete it. He's going to do a back rock. She walks away. And 2, 3, 4, restart. 2, 3, 4, bend. 2, 3, 4, she walks up. 2, 3, stop. Don't make me have to make for hip contact. Her hip is touching his. Good. And he did not turn away from her at all. No, turn away. Great. Same partners, like play yoga. The perfect one.
Thank you.
One more time to music. Again, ladies, every single time you walk by him in the hockey stick, your hip touches his. Start again. 2, 3, side chasse. 2, 3, side chasse. Rock then together. 4 and 1, back. Rock, lock step. 3 cha cha chas. Cha cha cha, cha cha cha, cha cha cha. Rock the other way. 2, 3, cha cha cha, cha cha cha. Rock, step, and then we're back at the beginning. Yes?
First, lock after. Is that a cross going forward? Like that?
So you're referring to the one that's in the hockey stick?
Yes.
So in the hockey stick, you have back, rock, and cha, cha, cha. So the left foot comes behind the right. Is that what you're asking? Which foot is where? Yes. So from the back rock, 2, 3, it's right, left, right.
Got it. And then we rock.
Ladies, from the beginning, come down this way. So our jive at the moment is all about chassés and backwards, but as soon as possible, it's about picking up and putting down. That's what's going to make it lively and competitive. Hopefully we'll give you some of that time and point you to pay before we get started. Thank you! Cha-cha! Leader, you are the mastermind of your choreography. Make sure you started enough that way. Shift the whole group that way. Gentlemen, take your partner. Move that way. Because your choreography is going to carry you the other way. That's what's left to do. Okay? Here we go in the cha-cha. Ready? And rock, step, cha-cha-cha, two, three, cha-cha-cha, two, three, cha-cha-cha, two, three, cha-cha-cha. Start again. Cha, two, three, cha-cha-cha, two, three, four, and one, two, three, four, and one. Rock, step, cha-cha-cha, out, two, bam, cha-cha-cha, two, three, cha-cha-cha, two, three. New partner. As always, find a leader who didn't have a partner when you have. Followers, come behind me. We need to perfect some things. In a moment, the leaders are going to get to be the judge. Who's going to have the best solo cha-cha? Let's make sure we know what best is. Do your back rock. Two, three, four, and one. Walk to band position. Forward, back, cha-cha-cha. Close your foot. Two, three, lock, cha-cha, hold it there. Where are you facing right now? Make sure where you're pointing is not toward a corner. You should not be turned yet. So watch this a moment. When you arrive in fan position, you're facing straight down the board, and that's where you stay for the first half of the hockey stick. It should be a surprise when you eventually get to the turn that happens for the second measure. Let's do it again.
Ready?
Back. Two, three, chasse side. Two, three, lock step back. Two, three, do not turn yet. Now turn. Two, three, lock step back. Got it? Okay, that way of getting into the fan position called the fan is temporary. We have a better way to get to fan position called a closed hip twist. Just want to make sure what it is that we're doing now before I change it up. Find that partner you were last dancing with. Slide the whole group down a little bit. Move the group down a little bit. Dance that cha-cha one more time. We're all on the diagonal. Ready? At. Rock. Step. Cha-cha-cha. Two. Three. Cha-cha-cha. Two. Three. Cha-cha-cha. Two. Three. Cha-cha-cha. Start again. Cha-cha-cha. Two. Three. Four and one, two, three, four and one, two, three, four and one. Good. Change partners. Starting on the 2B again. Gentlemen, back to the rumba. We're going to upgrade your way of getting to fan position. start out, can we show them?
We're going to start in open position, and we're going to be using a prep step. Then, half a basic, she goes into an alla mano, fancy name for the other arm turn. At the end of the alla mano, we'll do a closed hip twist, and she goes to fan position from that. Then the rest continues as usual. We'll still have our hockey stick, and when we end up facing, then we're ready to start again with our alla mano and the closed hip twist again. So we're about to get a little bit fancier. Thank you. So gentlemen, from the beginning, you're in open position with your right foot back. The prep step in the rumba is on count four. Now do a half basic that closes. When you do that close, she's going to step up to you. Now do the other half of the basic and close again. That's what you do while she does the underarm turn. Let's do that much again. So prep step, that's count four. And then two, three, together. And two, three, together. From here, we do what's called the closed hip twist. Rock to the side this time. Two, three, and close. And then rock, step, and in fan position, you'll end to the side. So notice, you're closing your feet every time until we finally get to fan position. Do all that again. I'll count you in. The prep is on four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, together. Two, three, now to the side. Two, three, together, then, two, three, four. From here, the hockey stick. Rock, step, and close. Back, rock, forward, and then we start again. One more time from the top. One, two, three, four, one. Two, three, close. Two, three, close. Two, three, close. Out the fan, step to the side. Two, three, close, and finish the hockey stick forward, and then from there we'll start again by closing, and everything starts now just on the diagonal. That's going to get a little bit busy with a partner, so back up and practice a little bit, but the ladies' part is harder.
Ladies, lie down. Ladies, lie down more. So, it is considered masculine to stand with the weight on the front foot and have the back foot put behind. It's considered feminine to stand with your weight on your back foot and to have a foot in front. So, that's how you stand. Step back, four,
right
one. That's your
press. Press.
Now, walk back.
Now.
Two, three, four, and another arm turn. Forward. Here's the surprise part. Forward. Then, we turn around and back to the end to get that
car.
Press step on four. One, two, three, four, one.
And then what? I just did right and then left and forward while you were like, while your back was
forward.
So, you know, the last thing I did that you would confirm is that. And then that's right. Okay. Then is that
four.
All?
As an analogy.
No, I do like.
Four,
right.
Two,
yeah.
Three, four. Start again. Back, rock, underarm turn. Forward. Back, rock. Two, three, four. Walk to fan. Two, three, four. Hockey stick. Close. Three, four. And two, three, four. Now let's go back to the very beginning and do that prep one more time. One, two, three, four, one, two, four, two, three, four, back rock, two, three, four, to fan, two, three, four, hockey stick, two, three, four. Let me see what the men are doing one more time. Leaders, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, two, three, four, two, three, to fan, two, three, hop, two, four, two, three, half basic, underarm turn, and so on. That'll make a lot more sense after we put a partner with it, and it's been confusing a little bit with a partner. So let's confuse ourselves with a partner and roll. Yes, ladies part one more time. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, under the arm. Two, three, four, back long. Two, three, four. Two, three, four, close. Two, three, four, two, four, and then we start again. Partner up.
So this is open position, the free arm out to the side. Our prep step will be on four, and then two, three, four. So notice we don't take full dance position until after the underarm turn is over. So open position, prep step on four. So the connected hands will be at waist level.
That's
it. Good.
One, two, three, four, one, two, three. Now under. Two, three, close hip twist. Two, three, and stop. On that last step, she steps with her right foot out forward, outside his feet. So, Annie, can you show them that one?
So watch this closed hip twist. After she does her back rock beside me, then she steps forward outside my feet. Then she walks to fan position. Thank you. From the beginning.
Open position again. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, under, two, three, opening out, two, three, and stop. So her right foot is forward outside his feet. That's right.
So try it again from the beginning. You're on your own. Dance a rumba and it counts, you're most likely wearing a skirt. Make sure your legs look great. Both legs perfectly straight. No bent legs. Straight. Okay, here we go with our prep step on four.
A little lower. The back of her hand. There. It's just to make sure you feel like you actually have her hand and not just digits.
One, two, three, four, one. Rock, step, and under. Two, three, four,
and some. This position where you are now is called the opening out. On the opening out, the leader has just done a side drop before he closes, and the follower is doing a back drop before she does her 180. Let's dance again up to that opening out. Prep step. One, two, three, four, one. Two, three, four. Two, three, opening out. Two, three, and stop. This is where the right foot is forward outside, and everybody seems to be there, except
have to go. Keep going.
And now, walk to fan. And two, three, four, and keep going. You're on your own. To the wall, just a moment. Let's make sure we know where your closers occur. Ladies, when you're dancing this segment of rumba, you're dancing three figures. The first figure is called the alamana. Let's all do that. So that includes the prep step, it includes the back rock, and it includes the underarm step. All of that is the alamana. Figure number two is called the closed hip twist. Back rock, two, three, four, and two, three, four. So figure one was the alamana, figure two is the closed hip twist. How many times have you closed your feet so far? Zero. Let's do it one more time. So the problem is when the woman is not sure about what she's doing, she tends to just kind of mark time and really go. So I actually need you to make choices. It's always forward or backward. So from the beginning, step back, four, one. Back, wrong. Forward, 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 forward. Then the closed hip. Back, wrong. Forward, one. And forward, forward, back. So we've danced two figures and you have not closed. Now, the hockey stick closes. And two, three, four, and two, three, four, and then we start again. Name the three figures. Alamana.
Hip twist.
Closed hip twist. And fan is only a position now, it's not a figure anymore. So we got the fan position last week by dancing the figure called the fan, but now the figure that takes us to fan position is called the closed hip twist. So there won't be a figure called the fan anymore. So figure number three then is the hockey stick. So ladies, one more time. In fact, we're about to do this in cha-cha. We better do that straight away. Let's just do it in cha-cha time. So the prep step was on four, now it's a lock step. Cha, cha, cha. Rock, step, cha, cha, cha. Two, three, cha, cha, cha. Close hip twist, back, rock, cha, cha, cha. Alpha band position, cha, cha, cha. Close, forward, cha, cha, cha. Two, three, cha-cha-cha, and then we're ready to start again. Is it easier in rumba or cha-cha? Neither. So some people find the cha-cha a lot easier, just having that lock step in there just kind of helps them mark where they are. I find rumba to be easier, but whatever. Gentlemen, let's do yours and make sure you know what to do. Slide down again. So in the cha-cha, start with your lock step forward. And cha cha cha, rock step, cha cha cha, rock step, cha cha cha, side, rock, cha cha cha, two, three, Side chop day. Two, three, four. One, two, three, lock step, and then we start again. How many locks in that combination? For the woman, yes. For the man, he has a lock as a prep step, and then he doesn't have another lock until the end of the hockey stick. The man doesn't have many locks. Gentlemen, one more time. Ready? At. Four and one. Two. Three. Four and one. Two. Three. Four and one. Side. Rock. Chuck, chuck, chuck. Two. Three. Chuck, chuck, chuck. Rock. Step. Chuck, chuck, chuck. Two. Three. Chuck, chuck, chuck. Then we start again for now, although eventually we'll do that three cha-cha-chas again. Find someone you haven't danced Latin with tonight, and let's do the cha-cha.
Wait a minute. Keep track.
Leader, think ahead. Slide down. Open position.
So,
here comes our prep lock. One, two, three. Chut, chut, chut. Two, three. Under the arm. Two, three. Chut, chut, back arm. Two, three. Out to fan. Two, three. Chut, chut, chut. Lift the feet. Chut, chut, chut. Two, three. Chut, chut, chut. Two, three. Under the arm. Two, three. Four, and one. Two, three. Four, and one. Two, three. Four, and one. Three,
change partners. Pleasure as always.
Try not to injure you on this one.
Everybody, watch this slow tip twist go wrong, right? Not Jenny's fault, it's about the leader wrong. So here's a bad low step. Two, three, cha cha cha. Now I don't know how we're supposed to get out of that game. But anyway, so what I'm going to ask Jenny to do instead this time is instead of a forward block, she's just going to rock in place. Cha cha cha. Travel anywhere. So the close tip twist should be two, three, cha cha cha. Cha-cha-cha. So she's doing that cha-cha-cha with the feet in place, but the right foot is forward. Now, when I step out of the way, she's got an open gateway to go to fan position. So, ladies, remember who you're about to dance with, but come back this way a moment. Let's review that. Go from the beginning, starting with your lock. Ready? Pat. Cha-cha-cha. Rock. Step. Cha-cha-cha. Two. Three. Cha cha cha. Two. Three. Here's where it is. Your right foot goes forward and you just do cha cha cha, which is different from a forward lock. It will travel too far. Do that back rock. Close six feet again. Right foot back. Rock. Step. Cha cha cha. And then walk forward to the next. Some women choose not to do that forward position, but instead to do that with the feet together. Eventually, you have that option. But right now, I want you to know what's in the book, and then from there, we'll talk about options later on. Ladies, one more time from the beginning. One, two, three, four, and one. Two, three, four, and one. Two, three, four, and one. Drop, step, on the front. Two, three. One, two, three, four, and one, two, three, four, and one. Good. Partner up, find that person you're about to dance with.
Yep, you'll be
okay. Open position, not on a diagonal. Connecting hands, weight level. One, two, three. Chuck, chuck, chuck. Two, three, four, and one. Two, three. Close hip twist. Two, three, four, and one. Two, three, four, and one. Two, three. Chuck, chuck, chuck. Two,
What you're about to write down is true for rumba and cha-cha. So for rumba and cha-cha, begin in open position. That's the first thing you write because that's brand new. Begin in open position. And then from open position, prep step on four. That's what we do in the rumba, prep step on four. If it were cha-cha, it would be a prep lock, and it would be on four and one. So for cha-cha, it's a prep lock, four and one. Then, what is the name of the first figure in this combination of three figures? Alemana. That's spelled A-L-E-M-A-N-A. So figure number one is the Alemana, A-L-E. M-A-N-A. And remember, the Alemana has two parts. The first part looks something like half a basic, and the second part is the underarm turn. So it takes two parts to get that Alemana done. When we finish the Alemana, what's the second figure? There are many hip twists in the world, you'll discover. This one is a closed hip twist. A closed hip twist is called that because our dance position is now closed. It's not open like we started. The closed hip twist ends in fan position. And notice that the closed hip twist, again, like the Alemana, has two parts. The first part of the closed hip twist is called the opening out. The second part of the closed hip twist is where she walks to fan position. So we have those two halves, the opening out and then her walk to fan position. And then what is the third figure in this combination? Hockey stick. And again, it has two parts to it. It has her approach and it has her departure. Ladies, when you're dancing the hockey stick, on what count do you close your feet?
Two.
Two. So make sure you close your feet on count two. Okay? So again, notice we have done three figures. Each figure has exactly two measures in it. So it takes a measure for her half basic and the Alemana, the underarm turn. It takes two measures for the closed hip twist, the opening out, and the rope hard going to fan. The hockey stick takes two measures. This is really important because many of you are able to get the job done in fewer measures. if she gets it done in one measure and he takes two measures, we ain't going to come out together. So, really important to know how that goes. When is your next time after tonight to dance all of this choreography with supervision? Is there a practice session or a review session?
There are practice sessions.
Good. When is that?
Public health. There are on Tuesdays.
So Tuesday, 4 to 7.
Mm.
Tuesday's good because that's tomorrow. Okay. The reason why we're doing all of this tonight is
the competition, the Bam Jam, is in two and a half weeks, I guess. So that means we can review this again this Monday and review it again the next Monday. Each time we review it, we polish it up. I tell you things that I wish I told you on night number one, but I just can't dump so much information on you. So we will polish this next week. But if you show up with a pretty good idea of how it should go, the polishing is a lot easier. So that's the rumba and cha-cha. We now have a flashier way of starting. We have a much more convoluted or more interesting, depending on your perspective, way of doing things. It's really going to be very showy and fun, and it sets up where we're going next with your rumba and cha-cha. So, yeah.